5 Max, Shannon Porchat backstage at the ACMs. Brett,
what's going on? Right? I'm doing good. You guys doing all right?
We're
awesome.
Doing great. We're
good.
Loving this.
Shannon's not sniffing your neck yet, so
not yet.
Not yet.
The day is young.
In case you didn't know, man, what a single you got, brother!
Thank you so much. That's so fun watching how fast that one's moving and how many people seem to be connecting with that song.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of people saying that's their wedding song?
Yeah, you know, that's one really cool thing is that's people's biggest day. Their wedding day is their biggest day, and the fact that they want to have my song associated with that, and knowing I'm so close with the other two writers on the song, knowing how personal the song is for them too, you know, it's really flattering.
Now, you wrote almost all the songs on your CD.
11 of the 12, yeah.
Wow.
And I really had to fight to get that outside song on. You know, the important thing for me wasn't that I wrote them. It was that they all seemed to be from my point of view. And so, I feel like it's a cool thing because people listening to that record, whether they realize it or not, it's really getting a glimpse into who I am as a person. And it's fun to make a first impression that way musically.
Yeah. Now, talk about the touring experience.
What a year so far. I mean, we last minute we got pulled on to 10 dates with Luke Bryan to start the year, which, you know, the second weekend we're at Madison Square Garden, which was unbelievable. So blessed to get to do that. We're out with Lee Bryce and Justin Moore now.
Uh-huh.
That rolls right into a handful of dates in Canada with Thomas Rhett, which rolls right into the tour with Lady A this summer.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So,
it's a good thing to be wanted, huh?
Oh, my gosh. It feels so good to just, A, to be given these opportunities, like you said, but B, also just to, these are some of, Lady A has, like, the best fan base.
Yeah.
And to get to have the opportunity every night to make impressions on them and maybe earn some new fans because they're giving me this opportunity is really awesome.
Very cool.
Now, when you're out on the road and doing all this stuff, and you know, you're here in Vegas, you've got to get run down. So what happened? We thought you needed a little vitamin boost.
Oh, you know what? So, like, that was more about whenever I come to the desert, it's so dry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I actually got a great night's sleep last night, and I woke up feeling okay, but I got to sing tonight, and I was like, you know what? I heard about these. I've used them before, but I heard in Vegas you can have these IVs come to the room. I was like, let's just do it, you know. But I did it right before this, and she said it was going to take 30 minutes. I said, I have about 20. She said, let me put a pressure bag on it to give it to you faster. Well, my body was like, no, that's too fast. My chest got tight.
Oh, no.
Like, I was short of breath, and I was like, oh, take it out. So I ended up having to lay it right now because I'm hydrated. But
yeah.
In the moment, it's kind of a scary thing.
Because you don't know what's going on. It's never treated me like this before.
Yep.
What's up with that? Well, we're glad you're good. And glad you're all right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pace yourself on this tour because it's going to be, it sounds like a long year for you.
It is. And you know what? You know what's really cool about this one is, you know, both Charles and Hillary have families. And so they don't really burn the candle at both ends. You know, it's usually about 3 shows a week. And so even though they'll be consecutive and it'll be a long summer, I'll get to spend some time in Nashville, which will be nice.
All right. Brett Young, thank you, man.
Thank you guys so much.